All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, the San Francisco Giants were able to prevail over the Philadelphia Phillies this afternoon by the score of 3-2 in extra innings. But since the second half of the 2016 MLB season got underway, it has not been an easy go at it for the Giants. Now, San Francisco finished the first half of the season with a record of 57-33. They had a very comfortable lead atop the NL West, and things looked very pretty for them as far as getting to the postseason for the fourth time since 2010. But the second half has not started good for the Giants. They began with a six-game losing streak, which included being swept on the road at the hands of the San Diego Padres. For the second half of the year, the Giants are only 5-12, and they have not won more than two games in a row to begin this second half. And it's just been a simple lack of cohesion for the Giants. One night, it's their starting pitching. One night, it's their bullpen. Another night, it's their defense. And then their offense. All of these phases of the game have really struggled for Bruce Bochy's team. And you look at the overall talent. The talent is there for the Giants to get it done. You look at this rotation with Madison Bumgarner, Johnny Cueto, two guys who know what it takes to win a World Series. Behind them, you have Jeff Samardzija. The Giants also just recently acquired Matt Moore from the Tampa Bay Rays. And once you put in another veteran pitcher in Jake Peavy, another guy who knows what it takes to win a World Series, the talent is there for the Giants. You look at this lineup, you have Brandon Belt at first base, Joe Panik at second, Brandon Crawford at third, Buster Posey behind the plate. Hunter Pence just returned from injury, and he's back in right field. You also have veterans like Denard Span and Angel Pagan out there in the outfield as well. So the bottom line is the talent is there. This team has simply just run into a rut. And I mean, the Giants have the talent to get it done. Make no mistake about it. They have to try to weather the storm, though, as they are clinging to their lead it has diminished in the National League West as the Los Angeles Dodgers are right there on their heels. But the Giants simply have to get it going. And you look at this East Coast swing that San Francisco is currently on. They lost 2 out of 3 this week to Philadelphia. There's a big three-game series coming up this weekend as the Giants will be in the nation's capital to take on the Washington Nationals. And there's a possibility that both of these teams could get it on in October in the postseason. Now, the Nationals and the Giants met last weekend out in the Bay in Frisco, and they split a four-game series, so it's going to be interesting to see how things go. Now, tomorrow night, it will be Jeff Samardzija for the Giants going against Gio Gonzalez for the Nationals. But the one good thing that San Francisco has going for themselves in this series is that they will miss Max Scherzer, who did pitch yesterday for the Nationals against the Arizona Diamondbacks, but they will have to face Steven Strasburg this Saturday night. After that three-game series against the Washington Nationals, San Francisco will once again be on the road, this time with a three-game set against the Miami Marlins. They, of course, are in contention for one of the wildcard spots in the National League, and it doesn't get any easier for San Francisco after that, as they will host the Baltimore Orioles for three, which will be followed by a three-game set at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates, and that will be right in front of a four-game set at home for San Francisco against the New York Mets. And then right after that, the Giants find themselves on the road against the Dodgers. So right now, it's time for San Francisco to get it going. Like I said, this team has a record of 62-46. They are still up two games on the Dodgers in the NL West, but the Giants simply have their destiny in their hands. And they know what it takes. They have the talent. They have the tools in place. It's just a matter of executing. So these next 2 months are really going to go a long way as far as seeing what the Giants are able to do. I picked them in the preseason to win the World Series. I picked them at the beginning of the second half of the MLB season to win the World Series, and I'm still going to stick by it. It's just a matter of the Giants simply going out there and executing. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.